welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, how do you like that smoky sunshine out there? What is up with that? Guess those fires out west kind of fogging up the sky a little bit, but man, I'll tell you what, that weather out there is just a little bit on the crazy side. That sun, especially one day, it kind of looked like the moon, didn't it, a little bit? Boy, oh boy. Well, I hope you all are doing well and are all healthy out there and feeling good, doing all right, doing okay. Everything's fine on my end. The wife and I had another good weekend. We went camping with my parents over to Amish country. My mom and dad have a new-to-them camper, and it's nice and spacious and has a lot of room. So we just relaxed and had a good time. We went and saw some things in Amish country I've never seen before. The world's largest buggy over there, that was pretty cool. And let's see, oh, the world's largest cuckoo clock over there in Sugar Creek. So that was neat as well. And then we went in through Berlin and did some shopping through there. That's the big tourist trap, of course. But we went and shopped some stores through there and picked up some items and that. And so had a good time doing that. And then, of course, went out to Hirschburgers, and that's the big place where you can get those huge donuts and all kinds of sweets. And they got a petting zoo out there and a little farm, really. And then, if you go on in towards Charm, if you're familiar with that area, if you go in towards Charm, up a hill, there's Miller's Bakery. Years ago, it was called Mary Miller's Bakery. But you go up the hill there, and it's a just nice little bakery, and they have the best snickerdoodle cookies. Boy, oh boy, you talk about some good cookies. So the wife and I had a good time in Amish country over the weekend, so I hope you had a good weekend as well. Want to thank our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Well, today, for the trivia winner, I'm giving away a gift card to the Dollar Tree. So you can go and get yourself some snacks or whatever it is you'd like to get from the Dollar Tree. We're giving away a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing. And if your name is drawn, you will win. And since this COVID outbreak, we just send it through the mail to you. So if we have your name already on file, we'll just zip it right out to you. Or if we need your address, we'll get it, have you call me as soon as we go off the air, and I will write down your address if you're the winner. So be listening throughout the program at 4:55 to see if you're the winner if you give us a call. Hey, I've got some kitchen tips for you real quick. Microwave citrus for a few seconds before juicing, you'll get more out of it. When you're done juicing lemons, use them to wipe down your cutting boards. Pat strawberries dry with paper to... Well, my wife wrote this out. I can't make out the words she said has right there. But pat strawberries dry with paper right after rinsing, or they'll absorb water and lose flavor. Crush raspberries and blackberries with sugar for an instant berry sauce. And to know if a pear is ripe, just take a sniff. It should smell slightly sweet. So there's some kitchen tips for you to kick off the program here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Let's get to the trivia. You can light up our phones at 740-383-9944 if you know the answer, or if you'd like to try for a chance to know the answer, okay? Right or wrong, we'll take your call. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? It's an old story by C.S. Lewis. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? Author Laura Ingalls Wilder writes about her life in a pioneer family in which novel? Author Laura Ingalls Wilder writes about her life in a pioneer family in which novel? 740-383-9944 if you know the answer. By the end of 1983, 3 million of these dolls had been adopted. By the end of 1983, 3 million of these dolls had been adopted. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, I'm great. How are you, buddy?
Yep. Would that be House on the Prairie?
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. That's it.
Right out.
Yes, indeed. Well, how's your day going, buddy?
Oh, been pretty good. Sitting out on the porch.
Sitting out on the porch enjoying the weather.
Yeah, relaxing and easy.
Well, it's always good to take some, get some time to relax.
I'm pretty well warmed up.
So, have you been doing any cooking, or are you just trying to recover?
Yep. Going to have tacos tonight.
Tacos tonight. Oh, boy, that sounds good.
Yep. Going to have that poor thing.
All right.
I'll get off and let you get back to the other ones.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Join Bob in the drawing. Chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it'd be Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yes, Cabbage Patch Dolls is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Doing good. Is this Miss Becky?
Yes, it is.
Well, how have you been?
But pretty good.
Good, good. Enjoying the smoky sunshine?
Yeah, what we got out there.
Yeah, we'll take whatever's out there, right?
Yes, we will.
Better than the snow flying.
Yeah, that's not too far behind, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I think the weatherman said the first frost is going to be coming before too long.
Yeah.
So... All right, well, I will sign you up for a chance to win.
Okay, you have a good day now.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling and listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, Cabbage Patch Dolls. The end of 1983, 3 million of those dolls had been adopted. Okay, what wild animal can be found in more and more areas where people live? They've been showing up in big cities, in the downtowns of big cities, especially, I think, in Detroit. What wild animal can be found in more and more areas where people live? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? What is the largest basketball shoe size in the NBA history? What is the largest basketball shoe size in the NBA history? All of the world's oceans cover how much of the Earth's surface? All of the world's oceans cover how much of the Earth's surface? What is the name of a dangerous current that can pull swimmers away from a shore? What is the name of a dangerous current that can pull swimmers away from a shore? What animal's egg is often called a mermaid's purse? Which animal's egg is often called a mermaid's purse? The leader of a guerrilla group is called a what? The leader of a guerrilla group is called a what? And what type of animal at the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois once rescued a 3-year-old boy who had fallen into its enclosure? What type of animal at the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois once rescued a 3-year-old boy who had fallen into its enclosure? A group of gorillas is called a what? A group of gorillas is called a what? And that's the trivia questions we have for you to answer. And we are giving away a Dollar Tree gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. We'll put you in the drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will pick a winner. 740-383-9944. 4:29 is the time. It is already just about time to take that first break. Here at the bottom of the hour, you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion at the corner of Prospect and Center Street on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. And we are having fun, doing all right, feeling okay. Hey, we might not be there yet, but we're on our way, right? Okay. If you get a chance, you can send me an email. Anytime, you can send me an email for the segment, What's That in the Mailbox? We have another somebody that sent in an email, another question. We'll get to that at 4:45 or so. My email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And our telephone number. Our telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-99. And you can give us a call and answer a trivia question. There we go. A little mic trouble there, but that's all right. We'll work with that. Okay, turning to the offbeat stack here. A drone video recorded the moment shows some 10,000 ducks let loose on a rice farm in Thailand to remove insects after a recent harvest. The video, recorded on a farm in Nikon Province, shows the khaki Campbell ducks being released from their pens to stream onto the flooded rice fields to remove insects, snails, and other pests that could harm the plants during the off-season. Farmers said the ducks will be allowed to roam free for about 5 months to keep the rice paddies bug-free and will then be rounded up to lay their eggs. That's quite a lot of ducks to be turned loose to eat bugs, but I guess they're going to be doing their purpose right there. That'd be quite a thing to watch, 10,000 ducks let loose. A 16-year-old girl in India is seeking Guinness World Records recognition for her latest accomplishment, writing 45 words in 1 minute by using both hands at the same time. I suppose it was more than just the letter or and. Ada Swarupa, 16, of Mangalore, was recognized as a record holder by the nonprofit school administration Lata Foundation after showing off her ability to write with both hands at the same time. Swarupa managed 40 words in 1 minute, besting the Lata Foundation's previously chronicled record of 25 words. The girl's parents said they are now trying to get her accomplishment into the Guinness Book of World Records. Swarupa's father said he first noticed his daughter was ambidextrous when she was only 2 years old. He said he believes she can get up to 60 words per minute with enough practice. Yeah, I'm good to... You can barely see what I can write with my right hand. I'm not a clear writer. I usually have my wife write out everything I need to write so that you can understand it. Sometimes you can't even understand what she writes. I'm just kidding, just kidding. A 911 recording has captured an off-duty deputy reporting a tiger on the loose in East Knox County, Tennessee, but several agencies haven't been able to find the elusive cat. Sheriff's Patrol units, Animal Control, Air Watch, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and Tiger Haven, a big cat rescue in Rowan County, have joined forces to locate and apprehend the tiger, a sheriff's office statement said. Knox County Sheriff's Deputy Andy Wilson spotted the tiger Wednesday night in the Forks of the River Industrial Park, which he said rose out of the French Road River, crossed the road, and disappeared into a massive kudzu. Knoxville County Police Dispatch said there was another reporting sighting of the tiger around 7 a.m. Thursday near Thorn Grove Pike in Knoxville, and multiple calls overnight of possible sightings around John Sevier Highway near Thorn Grove Pike on Bales Lane. There used to be a couple of sightings of tigers in Waldo. There's a gentleman that kept tigers for pets on a side road there in Waldo, not too far from the, actually beside where the Waldo Mill is, Ohigro, and he kept pet tigers, and they would look at you and probably want to feast on you. No, I don't know, but they got taken away from him, and I don't know what all the story was on that, but he no longer has the tigers. But they were kind of cool to look at when you went past. The wife and I would always kind of pull in there to the side and check them out, check out the tigers there in Waldo. Hey, it's time to find out what happened on this day in history, September the 16th. In the year 1620, the Mayflower departed from Plymouth, England. The ship arrived at Provincetown, Massachusetts on November 21st, and then at Plymouth, Massachusetts on December 26th. There were 102 passengers on board. 1630, the village of Shawmut changed its name to Boston. 1782, the Great Seal of the United States was impressed on documents to negotiate a prisoner of war agreement with the British. It was the first official use of the impression. In the year 1893 on this date, the Cherokee Strip in Oklahoma was swarmed by hundreds of thousands of settlers. 1908, General Motors was founded. The company was formed by merging the Buick and Olds car companies. In 1940, U.S. President Roosevelt signed into law the Selective Training and Service Act, which set up the first peacetime military draft in U.S. history. 1940, Samuel T. Rayburn of Texas was elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. He served for 17 years. 1941, The Arkansas Traveler debuted on CBS Radio. The show was later renamed The Bob Burns Show. And on this date in 1968, The Andy Griffith Show was seen for the final time on CBS. 1974, U.S. President Ford announced a conditional amnesty program for draft evaders and deserters during the Vietnam War. And that's what happened on this September the 16th, on this day in history. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're playing for a Dollar Tree gift card today, and that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. So just call and answer a trivia question, and you'll be added to the stack with Bob and Becky, your chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card. Okay, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? There's been a movie, I think Walt Disney made a movie out of this, and of course there's a book by C.S. Lewis. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? What wild animal can be found in more and more areas where people live? What wild animal can be found in more and more areas where people live? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience each year? And we have a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Narnia?
Yes, Narnia. That's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. And what is your name? We'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Danielle.
Danielle? All right, Danielle. We will put you in the stack for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yes.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another one in. We love back-to-backs. Hi, we're on the air.
How you going, Nate?
Hey, Ralph, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
That's good. You enjoying this milky sunshine?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a little bit cool for me, though.
Yeah, yeah. You like the hotter stuff?
Not real hot, but I like more warm stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if your wild animal was a bear.
Not a bear, nope.
Not a bear?
Not a bear. It's a much smaller animal, and sometimes you'll see him cross the road in front of you, but it's not a fox either.
Okie dokie.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's our buddy Ralph Thacker at 740-383-9944. Yep, what wild animal can be found in more and more areas where people live? Like I said, it's a small, wily type of animal. What is the largest basketball shoe size in the NBA history? What is the largest basketball shoe size in the NBA history? All righty. Another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
How about a coyote?
Yes, a coyote. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's what I was wondering. After you said it, because we had a couple over here on the back of the woods where we live at, and just got to thinking about that after you mentioned running across the road, they ran in front of us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, at my mom and dad's house, they like to howl when the trains go past. They live near a train track, and they just love to howl with the trains.
Yeah, I know. We used to go back to the dam down there at Waldo and back there and that off of that Hoke Road.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we saw a few quite a bit on that. As you get to that Hoke Road to make your right to go down to the dam, they was back in that field, quite a few of them back in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know about right where that's at. Yeah.
Yeah. But after you mentioned that, I got to think about that because that's what happened to us. We had a couple over here, and I just thought it was a wild, you know, dog or something. But after Jim Anderson was telling about them, then I realized what it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're wily, slinky little creatures for sure.
Yeah. But anyways, I get off pretty much. Somebody else get in.
All right, Ralph. Appreciate it.
All right, Nate.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, coyote is what I'm looking for. Yep, a wild animal, more and more. I believe that they're, at one point, they were getting several sightings in downtown Detroit, even, as a matter of fact. Okay, it's about time to take a break. I'll give you a couple more here. All of the world's oceans cover how much of the Earth's surface? All of the world's oceans cover how much of the Earth's surface? What is the name of a dangerous current that can pull swimmers away from a shore? What is the name of a dangerous current that can pull swimmers away from a shore? All right. If you try to call in the next couple minutes, we'll be in a break. I'll go ahead and put you through, though, if you do call. And then we'll get to you right out of the break. Okay, you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, right here on WWGH on this September the 16th. Glad you're on board.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Charles Robert Evers. Everybody just called him Charlie. There was a man synonymous.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Yep, just search WWGH and there you will find us. Okay, it is time for What's That in the Mailbox? Unofficially brought to you by the chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. And Bill writes today, he's in our mailbox for today. Bill says, Dear Nate, what place besides your home is your favorite place to hang out? All right. Well, I do like hanging at home awful well. Well, I'll tell you what, in good weather, probably my most favorite place to hang out would be a park. And I'm not real picky about which park, although one of my favorite parks to hang out in is the Park of Roses in Columbus, actually in Clintonville. If you've never been, just stay on Route 23 all the way down through Worthington, and it turns into High Street. Just keep on going, and then you make a right-hand turn, and if you just Google it, it'll tell you the road. Make a right-hand turn, and you're there, and it is a beautiful spot. I'm sure the roses are probably going out probably this time of year, but in June and July, they are absolutely beautiful. So I like to hang out in parks on a good day and good weather. In bad weather, I don't know. In bad weather, I probably like to go hang out maybe in a coffee shop. Although, I guess we really don't spend too much time in a coffee shop in bad weather. Because to tell you the truth, in bad weather, we just pretty much stay home and stay put. But, yeah, in bad weather, sometimes we'll go to a coffee shop, get ourselves a cup of coffee. Since I've started having sugar problems since April, I just get a black coffee wherever I go. So at Dunkin's or Starbucks is here in town. It's a black coffee for me, and the wife usually gets some sort of caramel drink. She likes, she does like the caramel macchiato, but some other sorts of caramel drinks as well is what she likes. So we hang out in a coffee shop, or in good weather, I like to hang out in a park. So, Bill, I hope that answers your question. If you would like to submit your question to What's That in the Mailbox, it's easy. Just send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. We are 5 minutes away from doing our drawing. Going to find out who is going to win this Dollar Tree gift card. And I've got some more questions for you to potentially answer here at 740-383-9944. Which animal's egg is often called a mermaid's purse? Which animal's egg is often called a mermaid's purse? Can you tell me the answer to that? The leader of a gorilla group is called a what? The leader of a gorilla group is called a what? What type of animal at the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois once rescued a 3-year-old boy who had fallen into its enclosure? What type of animal at the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois once rescued a 3-year-old boy who had fallen into its enclosure? 740-383-9944. A group of gorillas is called a what? A group of gorillas is called a what? Can you tell me that? And let's see, page 3. Let's see, give you a couple of questions from page 3. These are all Disney questions, so you can brush up on your Disney, okay? What is the mother cat's name in the Aristocats? What is the mother cat's name in the Aristocats? Which Disney princess has a tiger as a sidekick? Which Disney princess has a tiger as a sidekick? And which Disney princess has a horse as a sidekick? Which Disney princess has a horse as a sidekick? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call in the next 3 minutes, and we will sign you up for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card. Right now, if you'll head down with me to our little classroom, we have you all spaced out 6 feet apart. And we have written this week's weird word on the chalkboard for you. So students, get ready to take note. This week's weird word is spang. Spang. S-P-A-N-G. It's an adverb. Its definition means directly or exactly. Directly or exactly. The origin of spang is an Americanism dating back to 1835 to 1845. The origin is uncertain, though. So it is an Americanism. They know that, and they know it dates back to 1835. But the origin is uncertain, according to what we have here. Dictionary.com. Spang. That's directly or exactly. That's our weird word of the week for this week. So you can add that to your vocabulary to impress all of your friends, okay? I have an uncle, and he likes to put all kinds of different big words or different words together. And he's quite witty. But when you come up with something, like one time we were talking about a guitar, somebody with a guitar, and he said, "Okay, well, you don't want to take that on the road. You might guitar on it." And he was coming up with all sorts of different ways to put guitar in a sentence. Quite witty. You get around those type of people that use those big words and different words, and they can crack you up. All right. We have 30 seconds left. 740-383-9944. Slide in here and answer a trivia question. We'll get you put in the drawing with the folks that have given us a call. It's a Dollar Tree gift card today, and they have all kinds of drinks and snacks out there, and all kinds of good stuff you can buy. Decorations for your home. Personal needs, I'll tell you, they just have it all. We were in Dollar Tree, I think, yesterday or the day before, and it's just amazing how much they have. Okay, official time is 4:55. We're going to find out who the winner is of this Dollar Tree gift card. So let's mix everybody up and pull out one here. And the winner today is Becky. Becky, congratulations, Becky. You are the big winner of this Dollar Tree gift card. And I do believe, let me look here. Yes, indeed. I have your address on file. So I will get this sent out to you so you don't have to worry about trying to make it out to the station or what have you. And so thanks to everybody that called. Thanks to Danielle, Ralph, Bob, and Becky for giving us a call today. Some of our regulars didn't make it through today. We're missing some of our regulars today. But thank you to everybody that did phone in today. I do appreciate it very much. By the way, a program note. Next week, I will not be here. So I will be away, so there will maybe be a repeat or maybe not. I'm going to see if there can be a repeat played for you next week, but at any rate, I will not be here next week live in studio, but I will be back the following week, and we'll be back to do it again live and in person. So I don't think... When was the last time I actually was off? Probably when I was sick. I had a couple of sick days here and there that I had to be off, but I try to be here each and every Wednesday because, well, I like you people. You people are my friends. I like coming and talking to you guys. So it's a joy to be here at 107.1 FM WWGH. Okay, we have enough time. I'm going to give you a recipe, and I have my my question marks go up because I may have given you this recipe before, but it looks so good, and it's kind of a fall-ish type of recipe that I wanted to give it to you again if I haven't given to you already, but I couldn't remember, okay? It's called Moist Caramel Apple Cake. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and you'll find it there. Here's what you need. 1 package, 2-layer sides of yellow cake mix. 1 package, 3.4 ounces Jell-O vanilla flavor instant pudding. 1 cup water. 4 eggs. 1/3 cup oil. 1/4 cup milk. 3 Granny Smith apples, 1 pound, peeled, coarsely chopped, 20 Kraft caramels, 3 tablespoons of milk. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Beat first 6 ingredients in bowl with mixer until blended. Stir in apples. Pour into greased and floured 12-cup fluted tube pan or 10-inch tube pan. Bake 50 minutes to 1 hour or until toothpick inserted near center comes out clean. Cool cake in pan 15 minutes. Loosen cake from sides of pan. Invert onto wire rack. Gently remove pan. Cool cake completely. Transfer to plate. Microwave caramels and milk in microwavable bowl on high 1.5 minutes or until caramels are completely melted and sauce is smooth, stirring every 30 seconds. Cool 10 minutes or until slightly thickened. Drizzle over cake just before serving. And that is our Ladies' Corner recipe for this week. Again, you can find that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Well, it is time for me to go. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We'll do it again in a couple weeks. As I said, next week I will not be here live. We'll try to get a rerun on here for you to listen to next week if we can. But until then, take care. We're here usually every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. I will talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange